Chapter 6, Peter and John forbidden to do Christ's work. A short time after the descent of the Holy Spirit, Peter and John, going up to the temple, saw at the gate beautiful a cripple, 40 years of age, whose life from birth had been one of pain. This unfortunate man had long desired to be healed but was far removed from the scene of Jesus' labors. His pleadings at last induced some friends to bear him to the gate of the temple, but he found that the one on whom his hopes were centered had been put to death. Those who knew how long he had eagerly hoped to be healed by Jesus brought him to the temple daily, in order that passers-by might give him a trifle to relieve his wants. As Peter and John passed, he asked alms from them. Peter said, "Look on us." And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none." The countenance of the cripple fell, but the apostle continued, "But such as I have give I thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he leaping up stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking, and leaping, and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Here was this man, for 40 years a helpless cripple, rejoicing in the full use of his limbs and happy in believing in Jesus. Peter assured the people that the cure had been wrought through the merits of Jesus of Nazareth, whom God had raised from the dead. His name through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know, yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all.